The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. We're back for the second hour of the Outdoors and Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. We also are giving away a Tackle Box Tim High Tide Tackle Fishing Tackle Package for bass, largemouth or smallmouth, black bass, striped bass. Any kind of bass will eat these lures. So that'll be at the bottom of the hour. And I believe Tackle Box Tim is going to check in to spin the wheel. The random number generator. Your names are all on a list, and they're all backed up with numbers, or they're all corresponding to numbers, and when Tim spins the reel, gives me the number, I will announce the winner. Then we'll call you, get your address. You can call in, certainly, and leave your address with Aaron if you hear your name, or, you know, we'll call you and make sure your tackle package is on its way, either by mail or through the Baltimore region. Tim likes to hand deliver them. So how about that? So I did tell you that we got the muzzleloader. Next month is August, is the snakehead package. And then after that, tell me what you would rather do. Let me know. Give me your opinion. Muzzleloaders for September, October, November, or October, November, December? The way I'm leaning right now, because we have the backing of Hawk Optics, and they're providing a nice 3x9x40 muzzleloader/shotgun/straight-wall cartridge scope for each of the muzzleloaders that we give away, I'm thinking September, October, November. Then whoever wins in September will have time to get their muzzleloader set up for the October season. And then if the winner in October, you know, do what you want to do. And then the winner in November, if you win, you can give it as a Christmas present or get ready for the late muzzleloader season. So we want to thank CVA again. We want to thank Hawk Optics, and you'll be hearing more about them as we go. So, all right, let's see. Lee in Towson. Hello, Lee.
Good morning, Alan.
How you doing, buddy?
Good, good.
Catfish Lee this week.
No, please, no.
No?
oh, they're fun to catch. They're fun to catch. We had a couple that were a size where Tommy actually had to pull the anchor so we could chase them down river. When you get that flow up there at Conowingo and you put a 30-pound catfish on the line, you either struggle and end up seeing your chiropractor, or you can chase it. we use the option to pull the anchor and go chase.
Yeah, well, yeah, that makes sense. And of course, you can use the boat as leverage to wear the thing out too. You know, make them pull the boat a little bit. You know,
I've had a few of them turn the boat around.
No, y'all.
We put on a dead drift and they'll turn the boat.
Yeah, do you know what a quillback carp sucker is?
A carp sucker?
Yep, a quillback carp sucker. Do you ever hear that?
I think they're don't they look like a what is that other fish that comes up in the streams?
Like a fall fish?
Yeah.
Yeah, but
there's a sucker that comes up in the stream. I've heard of them, yeah.
Yeah, well, there's some of those in the Susquehanna. They're rare, but right below Lewistown, there's a couple in that area on the Susquehanna River. That's up. That's a little further up in the river. And I was there with my stepson Eric and my former wife Kathy in the 14-foot John boat, and I hooked one of these things. I was dragging a bait. You know, we were fishing lures for smallmouth, and I was dead sticking a bait behind the boat, and it was a jig that looked like a bumblebee, a black and yellow jig, and this thing hit that jig about 5 feet from shore, and it was the biggest freshwater fish I've ever hooked. I mean, it was.
Wow.
And I've caught big carp, and this thing was probably.
Look it up.
Yeah, this thing was probably, I'm going to just guess, 35 pounds. I mean, it was a big, giant fish. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
And we weren't anchored. We were drifting at the time and then running the motor back up and drifting down and running the motor. Well, this fish started off with the boat, and I fought it. It spun the boat around. The boat's drifting. Its boat's spinning around. It's spinning around, drifting, spinning around. I'm like, I look down, and we've got rapids coming up. And I said, I've got to start the motor and get out of here because we're not headed for a good spot. And I put as maximum pressure on this fish as I possibly could to do one of two things, either get him to the surface and wear him out or break him off. And I got him to the surface and got one look at him beside the boat. What an impressive fish. And then the hook came out. I was able to start the motor and get out of there. But we were headed for some real damage on the rapids and the rocks in that little 14-foot John boat with a regular 9.9 horsepower motor. But we got out of there, but I will tell you, I know about fish, big fish turning a boat around in the river. It is not the most fun feeling.
Alan, it is interesting when you catch a fish of that caliber to have that happen. I've something of interest with the blue cats. I can get $1.50 a pound for them. I take them the ones that I keep, and a lot of fishermen let them go. And I just learning this is laughing. I'm going, you know, guy said, well, I caught one, but I let it go. But I am not 100% sure if you need to have a fish salesperson's license to. Sell them. I don't think you do. I think anybody can take that fish to market and sell it. I'm not sure on that issue, but it'd be great if there is a fee, a license fee or whatever, to sell your fish. You know,
right.
These blue cats. You know, $1.50 a pound at a 30-pound fish. You know, that's a good payday. But it'd be great to know and to promote that if you don't want to eat them, I like the smaller fish.
Yeah.
But I got a market the place where I take them. They bring them anytime, and we'll take them. So it's I've been doing my part to get them out of the Susquehanna. And these things are definitely, absolutely an eating machine. I sent a picture actually to a Tackle Box Tim of a bite and a smaller channel catfish, but it was more than likely a blue cat that was trying to make a meal of it out of.
Wow.
They're absolutely aggressive,
no question.
And they bite lures. That's for me.
That's the fun part. So, yep. Well, Go ahead.
I've actually caught them on surface plugs on popworm.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I made a mistake on that fish that I hooked. It was not a quillback. It was a buffalo fish, which looks like a carp, but is different.
Yeah, buffalo,
now those get up to 80 pounds, and
wow.
This was not a carp; it was a buffalo, and it was I made a mistake with the quillback carp sucker, but it's been 30 years, so at least maybe longer. So, but anyway, yeah, I'm with you on the. I mean, they are Well, we caught the channel cats on the paddle tails, no question. And there was a big one caught the other day. Big one caught the other day in a bass tournament on the flats. Tim sent me a picture of that. So, that was a nice fish too. Oh, you saw that picture? Sure. Yeah. Yep.
And I think a lot of people catch them. They look at them as undesirable to catch, but you know, if it'll fill your boat and truck up with gas money, you know, why not?
Right.
It's a big, they're slimy and whatever. But I actually had a separate cooler, smaller cooler that I used the other day for them, and I'll be taking them to market this morning and getting rid of them.
Good.
You know?
Good. Yeah. Well, the catfish we caught the other day were mostly channels, but we did catch some pretty good sized white catfish. And
I've never seen a white catfish
has a big wide mouth, much bigger than a channel cat, much bigger than a blue cat. I mean, it's the difference is significant. The color's a little different, and I caught some on the Marshy Hope earlier this year, some smaller ones about 15 inches, but these were pretty nice, and I will tell you, they're absolutely delicious. White catfish, channel catfish, yep, no question.
And but, the ones you had said in previous, they're native to Maryland?
Yeah, they're native. I know the blue cats and flatheads were introduced and are considered invasive. The bullheads are native too. But I don't think I think the channel cat was introduced, if I remember right. I have to go back and look on the DNR website and see which is which. But, yeah. So.
Well, as far as a fishing report, it's a Susquehanna. Alan, as you saw with our trip, I've gone up there four more times, and it's nobody up there. Obviously, it's if you're going to fish in a boat, you're going to want to use a jet boat. But I am seeing people with prop boats navigate the river. But it's still a strong bite, even though the water has started to recede a little bit. It's still a really strong bite. And
That's good.
To see it continuing, in the July, that'll be something I haven't seen since back in the
in the
80s or 90s.
You're basically almost at the end of your quota.
I've only got a little over 600 pounds left, so I've gone from over two. So I burned up my quota, which is fine. I don't mind going out and having fun fishing either.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
And I got an opportunity with another waterman, a pound netter, that he'll sell me some quota.
Yeah.
Lease me the quota if I want to do such.
It depends
on the market value. The market value right now is down a little bit, but I'm just putting gas and maintenance. I've always got maintenance, so it's lucrative, but it's not really a profitable.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah.
Yep. So, but
it's a nice side gig though if you like fishing.
It is, but Tommy and I were humping coolers from the boat to the back of my pickup truck yesterday. We look at each other at the end, and they're like, "Dude, how much longer are we going to be able to keep
exactly
doing this?"
Well, I'll tell you, I had a sore shoulder for a couple of days, so I don't admire you that much for that part of it, the sore shoulder part, you know.
Oh my God!
So
but he and I still have a little spit and vinegar left. So we'll
that's all good, man. Spit and vinegar—that's what you like.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the update. Thanks for the fishing report. Stay in touch. See ya. Bye bye. Oh, that's great. Dale in Easton. Good morning, Dale. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, sir.
What's going on?
In terms of the Charlton Heston quote,
uh-huh.
something more appropriate for you. Not
Charles
my
Lawton.
Old dead hands.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That would be that. I'm surprised nobody else thought of it, but for you, that would be totally appropriate. And hold up one of the muzzle loaders.
Oh, I like that. I like that.
Would be very good.
I'll have to stage that photo somewhere.
That would be excellent.
Yes.
On your website.
Yeah. Pry this CVA muzzle loader out of my cold dead hand. That's pretty good. I like that. Do you remember the opening scene from Jeremiah Johnson where there's a frozen guy sitting against a mountain and Robert Redford finds him and he's got two rifles with him and Robert Redford, you know, gets his rifle out of this guy's hand. I can't remember what it was, but it was a
Hatchet Jack.
Yeah, Hatchet Jack. Yep. Hatchet Jack. I can't remember what the muzzle loader was, but it was a prize to Jeremiah Johnson.
It was a Hawken, I believe.
It could have been. Could have been. Yeah. Well, if you, I'm sure you can find it online. CVA recreated that scene with a guy prying a CVA rifle out of a cold dead fingers Hatchet Jack in person and holds it up and yells, "It's a CVA."
Good marketing.
Yeah, Connecticut Valley Arms.
Yeah.
So, all good.
Now, in terms of that quill back, it's a little bit smaller than a carp, but
yeah,
fairly common around.
The quill back. This was not a quill back. This was a buffalo fish.
Yeah, buffalo. That's it. It's all the same family, Alan. Believe it or not, it's in the minnow family.
Yeah. So, I know carp are big minnows.
Something that big, but it's in the minnow family. So, but they're fairly common.
Yep.
In terms of catfish, you're right. Everything but the white catfish and the
bullheads
and a few smaller ones are, they're the only ones that are native. Everything else has been introduced.
You mean like the mad tom?
Yeah, margin mad tom and some of the smaller ones.
Yeah.
So, yep. But they're all native, but the big boys are not.
Yeah. Another name for the mad tom is the stone cat, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. They're primarily a river fish, Potomac River fish.
Yes. Yes.
Butch Ward.
Boy, their spines are just as bad as worse.
Worse because they're so tiny. Yep.
They're terrible.
Do you remember Butch Ward?
Name is familiar.
Butch was Maryland Bass Federation. He was the smallmouth king on the river. And he was a big proponent of using stone cats for bait, for big, giant smallmouth.
Yes.
And then, of course, he made lures. He made bucktail jigs. And I think he did use some rubber hackle jigs. And everything was to imitate the actions of a stone catfish for a smallmouth. And he said, one of his most famous quotes is, you know, deer hunters want to go hunting around Thanksgiving. He said, that's the best time for smallmouth, big smallmouth in the river.
Yes.
So, anyway. All right, buddy. Talk soon.
All right, sir.
See you, man.
Don't melt.
No, I'm fine. I'll be. If I didn't melt out in the bay the other day, I'm not going to melt now.
I thought about you. I figured you were prepared for it. But
yeah, we were.
Still, that's good.
Everybody was covered up. Everybody was sunscreened. Everybody had a floppy hat. So and sunglasses. So.
Smart. So.
Yep. All right, buddy.
Be safe.
You too, man. Thanks. Oh, my goodness. yes, indeed. You know, Clyde Sport Shop is your full-line Browning dealer. Rifles, shotguns, handguns, some of them have come in for 2025, and I will guarantee you that the X-Bolt Hunter, the newest version of the X-Bolt, has come in. Now, there's a whole series of X-Bolts. I mean, there's everything from Cerakote finish to, you know, camouflage. What am I trying to say? Stock, composite stocks and so forth. But the X-Bolt Hunter's got the classic rifle design. It's got the satin walnut checkered stock, a matte blue barrel, and action, a detachable rotary magazine, a short throw bolt, an adjustable trigger. The X-Bolt's available in every caliber, Magnum, short Magnum, and they are, if you're looking for your basic hunting rifle, they're the way to go. Okay? Then there's the X-Bolt Medallion, which is the shiny finish walnut, beautiful checkering, the rosewood stock cap, the shiny blued steel, all of that, of course. So the X-Bolt for high-powered centerfire rifle people, that's the way to go. And if you like the other ones, the, you know, the McMillan and the Hell's Canyon and all those, take a look. Enjoy your X-Bolt from Browning. And one shotgun I will need to mention is the A5. Any A5, and I will have one of those one of these days if I have to trade something for it, an A5 autoloader shotgun. The one that I like is the Wicked Wing in vintage camo with the Cerakote bronze barrel, the Cerakote bronze receiver, and the vintage, the old duck hunting vintage camo. The extended Invector DS goose band choke tubes that stick out the end of the barrel, corrosion-resistant chrome bore. ABS is included with the A5 Wicked Wing. All available at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne / Halethorpe, Baltimore, 21227, since 1957. Just off Beltway Exit 9, by the way. 410-242-6108. 410-242-6108. ClydeSportsShop.com is their website. Clyde's is open 7 days a week for firearms, licenses, ammunition, scope mounting, and accessories. Stop by Clyde's Sports Shop. You'll be glad you did. I want to tell you about Backyard Billy's. I'm sure they've got some great furniture specials coming up for the 4th of July sale, no question about it. When you visit Backyard Billy's and you park, you're going to be surrounded by everything in their lot, everything in their backyard, everything in their front yard. You are going to walk through this little pathway. You're going to see the sheds stacked all around. The sheds, the greenhouses, the dog kennels, the chicken coops. You'll look out in the yard, you'll see the pergolas, you'll see the gazebos, you'll see the several different varieties of kids' gym sets. All the big stuff has free delivery within 60 miles and set up within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. When you get into the building, there's a right and a left side. You look at the right side, that's all furniture for your beach house or for your deck or for your patio. On the left side is the barbecue grills by Traeger, Memphis, and Big Green Egg, and Kamado Joe. Behind that are the fire rings, and then you get into the fireplace inserts and the freestanding pellet and gas stoves. Anything and everything when it comes to you'll walk by this giant selection of tables in the poly and hardwood finishes, and they're in every kind of color and shape and denomination you'd like, including the Adirondack chairs, too. Why not stop by? BackyardBillies.com is a website, Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500, open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue. The location is Drummer Drive, Graysonville. Backyard Billies, making backyards fun again. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB-2722, MadonnaSeafood.com. Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what you're geared. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Crabs, crabs, crabs! Hunter's Crab and Seafood Market is family-owned and operated seafood market in Graysonville, Maryland. Stop by 4801 Main Street in the heart of Graysonville. Hunter's Crabs is easy to get to from Route 18 or Route 50. Order takeout steamed crabs or shrimp, grab a lunch special, or stop by the seafood counter for a variety of the freshest fish. Take your crabs home or sit outside with your family and friends. Get your steamed crabs, fresh fish, oysters, crabby, crab cakes, shrimp salad, and soft crabs at Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market, where the local seafood lovers get their favorites. Call Hunter's Crabs at 410-827-8923 for carryout. Check out Hunter's Crabs on Facebook for specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. till 7 and Sunday from 10 to 5. Crabs, 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 410-827-8923 for Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I'm on a first name basis at the tackle shop. I got a charge account running up nonstop. They ought to give me my own parking spot. I can't fit another plug in my tackle box. It's always under construction for all my weapons of mass destruction. I got buzz baits and Zara spooks, pumpkin seeds and flukes, booyah crawfish jigs. I got a 7-foot flipping stick, all the soft plastics to hook one on a Texas rig. My wife stays on me and my banker just told me that he's working on a tax deduction for all the money I'm dropping on my weapons of mass destruction.
All right. I'm sorry. Who did we leave on the line, Aaron? Is he still on hold?
Pete, are you still there with
us? Hello, Pete.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, man. Sorry to keep you on hold for so long.
Oh, that's okay. I'm glad you had stuff to do. I'm on my way out to be on Alan's show. But I want to talk to just about a couple things. You're talking about favorite lures.
Oh, yeah.
I found that fishing in rivers and, you know, not in the main bay, but rivers,
right,
structures, stuff like that, I was on the bottom part of the Wye River last week, and it was hot. The tide was out, and I said, this guy's fishing. But there's nothing here along this riprap line by this $10 million house.
Right.
So I said, I'm going to throw one more. I threw a little, like an eighth-ounce jig with an underspin and a piece of grass shrimp on it.
Yeah.
Threw it out there. So I caught a fish and started pulling it. It wound up after I let it swim itself to death. It was a 26-inch rockfish. We catch more rockfish on small baits. You know what a gits-it is, right?
Oh, yeah, I know what it absolutely gets it. I use gits-it all the time, yeah.
Yeah, more people ought to use that little thing. Yeah, they are just out of this world. But, yeah, we use that for white perch fishing, and we always catch striped bass with that.
So you're talking about a little tube jig. Now, you say you got it on a lead head with a underspin. That means there's a little spinner on a swivel on the bottom of the jig head.
Correct.
Looks kind of like a horse's head, like a beetle spin or something like that.
Well, you can use that kind there, the Roadrunner. These come from a company online. Had a real thin wire red hook, and the guy with is like, get it in, I'll net it, get it in. I'm like, you just had your hook straightened out.
Yeah, right.
I'm not gonna do that. So we worked it. We revived it. It was just a beautiful fish. Got her nice and happy to go away again.
But yeah,
that
sure.
Was quite a bit. Had a question, Alan, on that big sewage spill they had.
Right.
In the Patapsco. Is that all cleared up now? What's going on with that? Do you know?
It seems to be, you know, the bay flushes itself twice a day with the tides, you know. The toxicity from that stuff tends to be diluted to the point of, I won't say it won't affect you, but, I mean, if you're out there the day after, you know, I wouldn't mess with it. But if you are week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month out, I don't think you're going to have any issues with it, to be honest with you. Petroleum's another thing, but just general sewage is, you know, tends to
break down.
Yeah, with the tide, I mean, it tends to dilute and flush itself out of there.
Yeah, the good news is it flushes itself out. The bad news is it flushes itself down the bay into other areas.
Oh, absolutely.
I appreciate that. I went out of Solomon's two days ago.
Right.
Went across the eastern shore for, we caught our six rockfish pretty quickly.
Yeah.
So we ran the bottom part of the bay, caught a bunch of bluefish. Had a really great, I mean, these 22, 24-inch bluefish were just
really
great.
They're back, huh? I'm going to have to get down
there. Oh, yeah, they were. Yeah. We caught most of them off of Hooper Straits out in the middle of the bay.
Yeah.
We just kind of cruising around there. But something happened. I'm sure this has never happened to anybody intelligent, but. I had to put a new Z-Man on a jig head, so I put it on there, got my crazy glue gel out, and put it on there, and pushed it up. And I was holding the cap between my lips, right?
So
how smart's that, right? And it's like, you know, the guys that used to announce the baseball, they say, swing and a miss. I went to stick that thing in the cap, and I stuck it in my lips.
Oh.
So I'm like, this. I did it instantly. I'm like, this ain't going to get any better.
They're all
stuck together. So I just opened my mouth. I thought, boy, how stupid can you be? But that stuff does work quick, man.
Polygrip, huh? Wow.
No, lip grip. Yeah,
lip grip. All right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Yep. See you.
Have a good one. Appreciate the tip. See ya. There he goes. You can hear more of him on Alan Summers coming up next with the Garden Club. Let's talk to Tackle Box Tim.
Hey, good morning, Alan. That was a lesson learned for all of us who use super glue like products to put the cap down on the deck or the
Yeah. Or at least hold it in your fingers. You know, if you're going to glue something together, you may as well glue your fingers together as opposed to something anywhere near your face.
Your fingers are good holding a rod or reeling. So it's,
exactly,
if they're stuck together.
All right, let's see what we got here. 2, 4, 6. Between 1 and 26, Tim.
1 and 26. The winning number is number 7.
Number seven. Let's see who number seven is. Seven. All right. That looks like somebody by the name of Mary Elizabeth.
You're kidding. We've been trying to find out about that.
Mary Elizabeth. Yeah.
Yeah, we might have to do the special thing we were talking about with that.
Exactly. Mary Elizabeth. All right. Very good. Oh, well, we'll get, if Mary Elizabeth is listening, congratulations, Mary Elizabeth. You have won the tackle package, and we'll get in touch here shortly if I can read your number here. It looks like I'm going to have to download that picture and expand the phone number. What's that?
Let's see. The topic of the day, special lures. It's been a tradition that when I go out bass fishing in the fall that my friends wax me on the old Bandit crankbaits, and I don't have a supply of my own until earlier this week. I went hunting them and found a supply of about 14 of them. So
wow.
I will be in various conditions. A couple of them are going to get the high tide treatment. So
good.
We now have our supply of crankbaits, and they've been rehooked, and they're ready to go.
So ready to go. High tide, get in touch with Tackle Box Tim. Got it. All right. Your Facebook is Tim Sherman. That's it.
Yep.
Okay, we can find you. That's for sure. Very good. Well, I saw some of those. You sent, I think you sent me pictures. You had them on your Facebook. I can't remember the ready to go remanufactured by High Tide Lures, the old Bandit crankbait. So it looks good. All right.
I did recently repaint a couple of old school stuff too. I'm looking here in my box. I've got old and scouts and the old Storm Shortwort that was part of the lures that won the 1991 Classic here on the Chesapeake.
On the Chesapeake, yeah. I was telling my somebody the other day, I think it was Rudy and Dale, about an interview with Hank Parker. He won in what, 89 on the James?
89 and 90, I believe he won back-to-back. Or I know he's won two, but he did win on the James, yes.
Yeah, well, the press crew was there, and they're just as bad as the outdoors press is just as bad as the fake news now. So, Hank, what did you catch the what'd you catch your winning fish on? Spinner bait. Well, Hank, what kind of spinner bait was it? Well, it's a little spinner bait I put together. Well, Hank, what color? I use blue. And chartreuse in white on it. Well, Hank, let me ask you, how many strands of each color do you put on? And Parker's like, okay, I've had enough. And he's like, well, I don't really count them. How many strands?
When it comes to the custom side, Alan, there are guys who are that particular on number of strands and such a color and number of strands total. So I totally get that.
I know, but oh my gosh, unreal. Yeah I know. I mean, I just go with whatever the factory skirt is and slide that thing on there. So
this is true, but there are guys who are that particular.
I guess. I don't think Hank was quite that particular. He just wanted to throw something out there that looked like something the fish would eat. So.
It's funny how bass fishing has progressed to, you know, Hank not caring about how many strands is in his skirt to the guys today that want specific number of strands in the color pattern of each different color. And then it's... they won't tell you how they use it or where they use it.
No, of course not. So, all right, brother. Well, thank you for chiming in on your drawing, and we'll get Mary Catherine's. What was her name? I'm sorry,
Mary Elizabeth.
We'll get Mary Elizabeth's tackle out to her, and we'll go from there. Yep. So
we will, and I will update my page and put picture of the snakehead package up.
Beautiful. Appreciate it. Thanks, man.
Thanks, Adam.
Have a great weekend. Thanks, Tim. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Let's talk to Mike in Fairfield, Pennsylvania. That's right up above Gettysburg somewhere, isn't it, or up in that area? Mike?
It's hey, good morning, Alan.
Morning, Mike.
Yeah, Fairfield is just a little bit north and west of Emmitsburg.
Yeah.
Exactly. Along the mountains up here.
Yep.
But south of Gettysburg.
South Gettysburg. Okay.
This little town. It's where a big ski area up here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But
So what's on your mind this morning?
Well, it's the 124th annual Maryland State Trap Shooting Championships.
Oh, well, glad to hear that.
Yeah, we've been at it a long time.
Yes, you have, 124 years.
124 years. Today is the singles championship, 200 targets, starting at 10 o'clock. And open to anybody that wants to shoot it.
All right.
The big event then tomorrow would be the...
Now, is that in Fairfield, or is that where we're at?
No, it's at Thurmont.
Oh, Thurmont. I'm sorry.
Yeah. The Maryland State home grounds is right north of or south of Thurmont. Tucked in between 550 and Old Frederick Road down the river.
Okay.
Wonderful field down there, and we started on Wednesday.
Wow.
Well, 2 weeks ago was Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
That was 9 days, and then Ohio, and now Maryland. These are the big events in the East. And
sure they
lots
are.
Lots of prizes and lots of shooters from all over the country show up to these things.
Well, I'm sure they do.
And, we're shooting 200 targets today.
Yeah, that's a lot of targets. That shotgun shooting sports is a lifestyle, you know. So let me ask you a question.
Sure.
How many Browning Satoris do you see?
You'd be amazed at how many there really are. Satoris and BT-99s and XT comps.
Yeah.
I'd say a good 25% of the guns are Brownings, maybe more.
Yeah. Yeah, I've noticed that. One in every cart. When you go to an event like Delmarva Sporting Clays and you see, like, the police shoot or something like that, you walk around and there's a Browning sticking out of just about every cart, one or two, you know. So it's pretty cool.
Very, very popular. And they're reasonably priced
yes.
as trap guns go.
True.
And very, very durable. And they shoot well.
Sure.
Wonderful guns.
Yes, sir. All right, buddy. Well, Mike, I appreciate that. And have a great time. What's that?
Yeah, we're starting to shoot at 10 o'clock this morning.
Okay.
And the office is open for classification now.
All right. Well, get some breakfast, get a nap, and let us know how you do.
Yeah, come join us sometime. Good to talk to you.
I'd like to do that. I might do that one of these days. Talk to you later.
Yeah.
Thank you, man. Bye-bye. Let's talk to Paul in Rosedale. Morning, Paul.
Good morning, sir.
How are you, sir?
How you doing, buddy?
I'm all right. What's going on with you?
Oh, dude, bless you and Robin and Kathy.
All right, thank you.
I'm busting
Robin and Kathy aren't with us anymore, as you might know.
Yes, sir. I had a question about 2 years ago, you were on the radio show, Alligator and Lock Raven.
Yeah, there's some
happened with that report?
I think they captured the alligator, but there's more of them in southern Maryland than there are here. I think there's a total of six down there that they know of. Two or three of them have been captured, but these are nice alligators. They're about 6 feet long and doing pretty well.
That's cool. I have another story to tell you. When I was a teenager, I grew up in Gunpowder River. We would take chum and, like, these bluefish will come up and eat the baby bluefish. It was neat. It was so cool. Huh? We had a 19-foot sea ox.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Where'd you grow up?
Gunpowder River.
Oh, Gunpowder.
It was like 1980s.
That's, yeah, and baby bluefish. Baby bluefish. Yeah, baby bluefish would come up and eat the.
Yeah, we were just chumming. Just chumming.
Yeah.
These baby bluefish, you could see them coming just eating the bait.
Wow. All right,
that
man.
Was really cool.
Well, thanks for the story. I appreciate you calling back, and you have a great weekend, okay?
Oh, bless you, sir. Bless America.
God bless America. All right. Hey, picnic tables, Adirondack chairs, sheds, greenhouses, dog kennels, chicken coops, pergolas, gazebos, gym sets, tiki bars, all outside at Backyard Billy's. Inside, furniture for your deck, furniture for your beach house, furniture for your patio, barbecue grills, Kamado Joe, Big Green Egg, Traeger, Memphis. Behind that, giant selection of fire rings, big fire pits made out of recycled propane canisters with a theme to them, whether it's a duck or a fish or some other theme. And then behind that, of course, the fireplace inserts, freestanding wooden pellet stoves. Where is all this stuff? Backyard Billy's and Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, right off Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. They're open 7 days a week. I'm sure there's a sale going on for the 4th of July, so you can stop by and see what's going on there. BackyardBillies.com. Hearth America has a Facebook page. That phone number, 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500, open 7 days a week. Backyard Billy's, making backyards fun again. Clyde Sports Shop. The aforementioned BT99 and the Satori model, all the Satori models are available at Clyde Sports Shop. 2307, that's the Browning firearms for shotgun shooting sports. Your full-line Browning dealer, Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in 21227 Baltimore. That's Halethorpe Lansdowne. Since 1957, Clyde's has been around. That phone number, 410-242-6108, ClydeSportsShop.com, is the website. Clyde's is open 7 days a week for firearms, licenses, ammunition, scope mounting, and accessories. It's Clyde's Sports Shop. Stop by. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for Mil-Spec Spray-On Truckliners.
Mil-Spec spray-on truck bed liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market, and Mil-Spec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Mil-Spec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your Mil-Spec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Mil-Spec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a Mil-Spec liner today. Cool Ice, that's K-O-O-L, Ice, in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed golf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator? Cool Ice. Ice, really. By the bag or block? Yep. Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers, and soft crabs or bullets and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials. Give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, we're back for just a second. It's been a great show. I want to thank everybody for calling in, texting, emailing. Some of you make me laugh a lot, texting me pictures and sending me, you know, funny emails and stuff like that. So I really enjoy this time with you. It starts my Saturday off right every Saturday, and I hope you enjoyed the show. Hope you learned a little, laughed a little, and, you know, now as we go into the closing, I hope you'll love a little, love your family, love the Lord. Get out, stay safe, and we'll see y'all next week.